Hey guys, Stephanie Hoffman here, and I am so happy to have you joining me learning about how to go from surviving to thriving and the steps that I'm going to show you along the way in this four-part audio training. So today we are going to go over how deciding what you want can give you so much power over your outcome, over your future. So I wanted to give you guys just a little bit of background about me and have you get to know me a little more. So why am I doing this? You know, why am I talking to you guys here today? What happened in my life? Why did I start this business? Why am I a business coach? In my past life, I was a professional dog trainer. And yes, that's a thing. I went to school for it, all this stuff. So I had a really successful business that I had owned in North Carolina, actually, for a few years, 4 years, actually. And in that time, met the love of my life. We got married last year, actually. And I feel like when that happened, there was this huge shift in my mindset that almost made me feel like I really need to be thinking about our future and where we were going to be going. And at the time, my husband did not have a really good job. It wasn't consistent. It wasn't paying very well. And it was horrible for his self-esteem, for our relationship. I mean, it was just not good. So even though I was like making a good amount of money to provide for us, we had a home, all that stuff, it was just not ideal. And so after we got married, I kind of made the decision, like, something has to change. And so we decided that he would start looking for jobs out of the state, which would mean I would have to uproot my business and start all over. So that was really scary. He ended up finding a job in California, which is awesome. And so, it was so scary. So it was really scary. And there was a lot of things that needed to change. It was a huge decision for us, but it was one that we made. So I am talking to you from California. So what happened with that was he found a really good, successful job. He moved out. And a few months later, I followed. I had closed the business and made arrangements for my new business in California to be up and running before I even got out there. And I was really strategically like planning to make sure that I was going to be successful. You know, no matter what happened, I was going to be successful in this. And I had so many loved ones in my life that were, you know, obviously rooting for my happiness, but by no means like did they think that we were going to be able to survive out in California. I mean, it's expensive to live out here. I will say that. So anyways, I got out here and things were going great. My business had taken off and I was just floored at how successful it was. Within even just the first month of moving out here, I had met my minimum goal. And, you know, to me, that was like what we needed to be able to like survive out here and really kind of make it. And everything had fallen into place. Like, we were living in this beautiful area. I mean, driving around, I feel like it's just nuts that like this is where we live. This is where we're blessed enough to live, and everything worked out. And I'm not telling you all this because I want you to be like, oh great, she just has everything going for her. No, I in the midst of all of that, still found myself wanting more. And let me explain a little bit, because I'm not that kind of person who's super jealous. I'm not that kind of person who drives by houses and is like, oh my gosh, I really need that. I try to make sure that I want for just as much as I need. And that sounds so dumb coming out of my mouth. And it just sounds really limiting, right? Because it is. So what I found myself wanting was really a way to provide for the future. The job that I had was really tethering me to one specific location, obviously the same with my husband, and I wanted more. I wanted to be able to have kids and be able to stay at home with them. And so we don't have kids yet. We're hoping to have kids sometime in the next year. I'm super excited about it. Don't get me talking. I have the baby fever. Anyways, so I wanted to have a job where I could work from home. I could be kind of, you know, a stay-at-home mom, and that we could really spend time with one another. And I know that sounds super cheesy, and obviously everyone wants to spend time with one another, but my job, I needed my job. If I didn't have my job, we wouldn't be able to put food on the table. You know, my job was definitely one that we needed for our income to survive. And so I was never in a position, like looking down into the future, I could not foresee us in a position where I could ever do that, where I could ever pull away from work so that, you know, we could have these things that I wanted. And I just didn't even feel like that was a lot. I didn't feel like I wanted for a lot. So I actually ended up talking to a friend of mine who was in, or is in, the coaching industry. And she started this last year and just kind of kept saying hey to me and, you know, telling me a little bit about her progress. And finally she got in touch and was like, you would really love this industry. And I do. I love talking to people. I love helping out. I love finding creative ways that people can better themselves and to apply that towards their business so that it can really benefit their whole lives and their whole future is just monumental for me. I mean, it lights me up inside. I love it. You know, obviously she's a friend of mine. I had followed her progress. You know, when she got started, I was just like, great, you know, you're gonna start this business and you're gonna be able to, you know, make all this extra money. And when she told me the kind of extra money she was gonna be making, I will be honest, I did not believe her. And I was just kind of the mindset, like, you do it, girl, like, get it done. But that's just not for me. I don't know why I thought that. I thought I was really happy with what I was doing. And you know, I make a good impact and income now. And so that's just not for me. But when she told me she was making 5-6 figure months and that in a very short amount of time, she was retiring her husband, they're younger than 25. Okay. So she blew my mind. And I just remember thinking to myself, not in any kind of derogatory sense or anything, but just that if she could do this, I could do this. You know, why can't I do this? Here she is telling me I'd be good at it, and I just keep ignoring her and really pushing that off to the side. And then all of a sudden, here I am sitting here still with these wants to be better, these wants to have this way that I can work from home and not be tied to one place and travel and, you know, spend time with my soon-to-be kids someday, you know, and it just clicked. And so I made a really drastic decision. I made a really drastic decision and I invested in myself and my future business, and I hired a business coach. And it was super scary, but I decided what I wanted. I decided what I wanted, and I created goals that were huge. And if you had asked me, you know, a month prior, even just a short amount of time prior, what I would be doing in the next 6 months, I would have never told you that I would be doing this, because I just didn't think it was possible. What I want to talk to you guys about today, what today's exercise really is, sit down and decide what you want. It's scary, and I can bet you that if you, the first thing that comes out of your mouth is not necessarily something that you actually want. Okay, like, yeah, you probably want it, but I encourage you to dream bigger. Dream bigger and really think about your life, where you're at, and where you want to be. What do you want for yourself? What do you want for your future? What do you want for your business? You know, if you're already an entrepreneur, what do you want for your business? If you're not an entrepreneur yet and you want to be, what can get you there? So what are your goals? What do you want? So Marie Forleo is amazing. If you haven't checked her out, you should. But she has this way of basically talking to you about how when you can get clarity on that, when you can get clarity on what you want, we have so much power behind us because we have this huge driving force now that's pushing us from where we are to where we want to be. And we have a really awesome reason for why we're doing all these things. So what I want you to do is really sit and think, what do I want? And kick aside the nitty-gritty and where you think you could be and all these limiting things. We're going to talk about a lot of that in the next few series, but I want you to think about what you want, because when we can get clear on our goals and our dreams, we have so much power as a driving force to get us there. And once we actually commit to that, once I actually hired my business coach, I was all in. I was like, we are doing this. There is no way that I am not going to succeed because I am amazing and I am going to kick butt. So I want you guys to feel that too. I want you to think that about whatever it is your goal is. So clarity equals power. And once we're going to commit to it, everything else is going to fall into place. Everything else. I can tell you the things that I'm doing now, the people that I'm talking to now, the people that I'm friends with now, I would have never thought that that was possible for me. Just, I don't know why. And I'm not trying to say I felt down about myself or I thought little of myself. I just never thought that I would be where I am today. And it's so amazing. Like, the feeling is so amazing. So reach for your dreams and really pull them out and set them as goals. Not only do I want you to think about what you want, I want you to write it down. I want you to really sit and make it concrete for you, for yourself. Writing it down is going to help you to do that. It's going to help you to make it not just some flitting thought that comes in and out and then tomorrow you've forgotten about it. Write it down and really delve into it to try to discover it. So just kind of a little tidbit about like how I did that for myself. My husband and I, we always used to sit and talk about our future and what that was going to look like, you know, whether that was just 6 months down the road or 5 years down the road or whatever. And we'd go into these little storylines and stuff. And then in the middle of that, we would do like, you know, the timeout hand gesture and be like, okay, no timeout. So like in our dream world, you know, in our dream world, we would do this, or in our dream world, we'd be like by the poolside and like, you know, Costa Rica or wherever, like, and then, you know, we'd time back in and then we'd go on to our, you know, real lives, like what was really going to be the future. And I really encourage you to think about those things, because when you sit and think about what you really want, it's not like the future that you're planning for. The future that we were planning for was definitely like a good one, but it wasn't what we wanted. We were like holding back what we really wanted because we just didn't think that it was possible, right? We thought that it was only possible in our dream world. And that was really powerful for me, because those things that I have, that I want, that are in my dream world, I want them, gosh darn it. I don't want them just in my like time in, time out, like dream world thoughts. I want them. So think about those goals that are really going to get you there. Our next audio series is going to be about gaining some clarity on yourself and also how different choices that you're going to make are going to be able to get you to those goals. So right now, you've got your homework, write down your goals, really think about those and dive deep. And then I will be checking back in with you soon. Have a wonderful day, guys.